بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion on the blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan, an opportunity to unleash the soul from the material world. May 27th, 2018.
The first step of penitence is to pay attention to the flaws within our own work and identify where the problem lies exactly and where we made a mistake. We should start with our personal responsibilities and move on to responsibilities that we share with other people. We should first evaluate our own work and see where we made mistakes. This is a duty for all of us. This is true for everyone, including everyday people whose work lives include many shortcomings and problems, prominent people, righteous servants of God, and even saints. Everybody needs to engage in penitence.
هذا شهر الطهور هذا شهر الطهور هذا شهر التمحيص هذا شهر التمحيص فمن لم يغفر له في رمضان ففي أي شهر يغفر له يغفر له.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن
الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
إن الله جعل شهر رمضان مضمارا لخلقه فيستبقون فيه بطاعته إلى مرضاته.
The Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, says in a hadith tradition, "Dust settles on my heart sometimes." This tradition has been narrated by both Shia and Sunni Muslims. When the sun and the moon are covered up by cloud, they lose some of their brilliance. The Holy Prophet said that sometimes the same thing would happen to his heart. "And I repent 70 times every day." The Holy Prophet said those things, although we know how purified his soul was. According to another narration, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, used to repent 70 times a day. According to a narration by Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet used to repent 70 times a day without having committed a sin. As you know, the Holy Prophet was infallible. Why did he repent? The late Faiz Kashani, may God bestow mercy on him, said, "The sins that prophets and imams, may God bestow mercy on them, commit are not like the sins we commit. Rather, they sometimes delay zikr and engage in permitted actions. In the course of their daily lives, prophets and imams may have some moments of neglect. What keeps happening to us all the time may happen to prophets and imams for a moment, and they may engage in permitted actions. Even these limited moments of neglect require the prophets and imams to repent. Therefore, penitence is not just for ordinary people like us. It is for everybody."
الحمد لله الحمد لله all praises to